Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is NTNN, NNN, Real Stories, Fake News, your weekly wrap-up of the week that was in news, brought to you by the NTNN, NNN news team returning to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. In less than a month, I'm joined today by Jez Fenton-Menzies and Jeeves Verma. How are you, Jeeves?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Jez in Melbourne, you sound okay. I'm currently wiping my nose with a toilet roll. How are you?
I'm glad to be coming in remotely, Osha. It's great. It's great stuff.
On my front lawn last week when you left me, Jeeves, you said, I've got a date. How did it go?
Which one? Oh. I can't remember. Oh. Yeah, I know.
Look, I know.
I don't want to.
Have you got RSI boast from the swiping over here? Oh, my Lord.
If it's the one that I'm thinking of, it was okay. It was fine. Am I going to see her again? You know what? Usually it's not my decision.
Oh.
I know. And that's, you know, it's fine. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, I guess. I'm still looking for my kind of weird.
Before this show is out, our top story tonight, Jeeves Verma marries himself. Can you marry yourself as a celebrant?
No, I used to joke about it with my ex. she asked
one too many times, it seems. How's your week been, Jez?
Yeah, pretty good. I just finished up a job recently, so I'm looking for a new job. And I had an interesting experience. I had a job interview that was 20 people, group interview. But the fun of it, yeah, I know, which is already in of itself wild. But then add on top of that, it was a Zoom interview.
Oh.
So 20 people on the Zoom screen. And it was an interesting one because you kind of had to bring your personality. So you had to read a script. And one person didn't turn their mic off and they had brutal echo.
Oh.
And so it was throwing everyone else off. And I said to her, I'm like, hey, Bianca, I think that your mic's feeding back. People are struggling to concentrate. And then she ignored it. And it was too awkward to come back in and say it later. So everyone just had to do it with her awkward mic on. It was tough.
What job are you going for that has 20 people on a Zoom call and you're reading a script?
It was, I mean, fingers crossed I get it, you know, but it was like a tourism kind of show your personality type job.
Oh, 20 people. That's personal, isn't it? We value you so much. There's 19 other people here who'll do it for less money.
How'd you go?
Well, you know, there was two responses. One she gave people was a blanket excited thing. Oh, yes, great job. I'll talk to you next week. And then the other one was, how do you think you went?
And
I got a how do you think you went?
And you know what, Jeeves? That's how I want you to end your next date. Yeah. And she goes, so how was it, Jeeves? I want you to say,
how do you think it went?
Yeah. Oh, no. How do you think you went?
Oh, my God. I don't have the guts to do that.
No, nor I. It's been a massive week in news.
Mm.
We've had everything from our chief intelligence boss saying someone has been getting groomed by a foreign power.
I know. Doesn't it just send your imagination wild?
We've had that. Some really wild shit that has also happened this week in the world. What was the news story that was the biggest for you this week, Jake?
Yeah, the first thing that stuck out was, I think, was this yesterday? The gender pay gap results for all these companies with more than 100 people have been released. So you can now check how much more men are getting paid in all these
publicly
companies.
Listed companies? But, so yeah. If you have more than 100 employees,
yeah,
you're reporting, you're getting reported in this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And let me, who came out well and who had a very busy comms department?
It is all over the shop. There is, they've mapped it all out. So you can actually search for a company and see how well they're doing in the gender pay gap thing.
Yeah.
But it looks like a lot of airlines are definitely not, you know, there's a massive gap in them. The better half are the health sector and the education sector. Actually, well, if you're a private school slash Christian school, you think you're more on the, yeah, larger pay gap side of the spectrum. Yeah, it's hard to sort of, you know, generalize on what industry is doing better, but
now that you can
figure out how much women are getting paid in these companies, does that affect where you apply for a job now?
I would say it absolutely has to.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon absolutely,
yeah,
without a doubt. Like if you're a woman in you know, teaching and you're thinking, should I go for one of these prestigious schools, look it up. Actually, no, same gig, same dealing with the same amount of little shits every day, less money versus somewhere else. Were there many people coming out going, well, this is people trying to justify?
Yeah, I saw an interview with the ABC with the CEO of A2 Milk.
Yeah,
because they were on definitely the other
fairly
end of the scale.
Chasm
the gap. But it was nice to see a CEO be like, look, try to justify why it was that way. And it was like, look, it's we do hire a lot of men in this area and a lot of women in the lower paying sort of things. And, you know, we're trying to fix it. I'm like, okay, that was brave of him to, you know, actually have that interview. And I got a lot more confidence just listening to that. But yeah, hey, I think now that it's made public, I think a lot of companies are going to be doing a lot more to try and fix.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're getting paid more than a female coworker?
I have a funny story about this.
Tell me.
So I was going to quit a job. I was already getting super underpaid. This was under the table type, cash in hand type payment, okay, back in the day. And I found out that I was making 16 bucks an hour. I found out an employee was making 15 bucks an hour. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stand for this sexist thing. I'm going to go quit, even though I don't have any money. I just need to do it because I can't morally work where someone is paying someone.
And I'm getting blinded by the, it's like a signal. What kind of, it's a virtue.
You're the hero we need
you
right now.
Thank you.
Well, this is the twist. So I went in and I said, hey, what's going on with this? And they're like, oh, it's not a woman. It's this other guy that does the same job that you're doing. And then all of a sudden I was kind of confused and I was like, okay, so it's not sexism. It's just strange. And I kept working there. So you know what I'm saying? Sorry, mate, but... yeah.
So part of you was seeing, you saw a pay gap and you thought this is obviously a gender thing, but then it wasn't.
And then it was. No, it wasn't. And then I wasn't virtuous enough to give up the job after that. I was like, this guy just needs to negotiate. I don't know what to say. So
I have been in a situation where I was in a, it was a broadcasting job and I was on the same shift as a woman on the same broadcasting team. And I was getting paid more. I did not find out about this until someone in management had, this is in the day when there was a fax or something left on a printer and they left what I'd gotten paid on the printer face up, and she walked past and went, what the fuck?
I've been in a similar situation. I was working in the student sector for a university and a whole team had found out that I was getting paid more than them. I was the newest person on the team as well, but I had 10, 12 years experience on them. Most of them had been working there maybe in the industry maybe 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I'd had 10, 12 years. So I thought that was justified.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, man, did they treat me like, oh, I was the odd one out, yeah.
Hang on. Were you able, crikey.
Yeah.
So the fickle, okay. Yeah. So now I don't know where to go with this because At what point do you go, so I'm a brown man?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you deserve to be paid more?
Well, I would love to use that card.
Than a brown man?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved to have told them that, you know, I'm getting some sort of diversity grant in the paycheck, but No. I really did want to just say, look, I shit all over you in terms of experience. This is why I get paid this much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they were just so cold after they it was leaked. I don't know how it was leaked. I think someone had access to files they shouldn't have.
WikiLeaks?
Yeah, Jeevesy leaks. The gender pay gap thing, though, it's been in the news for, like, it's one of those things, like, it's like climate action. It's like, guys, we've known about this for a while. We also know how to sort it out. Mm. We subsidize childcare for everybody. We make sure that, you know, Matt Leave and Pat Leave come on.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, we're denying ourselves 50% of the workforce, 50% of the ideas. Mm. What the fuck? Who's the light on the hill? Who's the 50-50?
There's so many. There is a cluster of companies that have no gap.
Yeah.
Let's pick one. Emporium Hotels. Okay.
Oh, no, they're cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's the cool one up in Brisbane. I really like that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And they're 50-50?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. No pay gap, yeah.
All right, then. So I'm a bit inspired by your job interview, Jez.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'd love to thank both of you for joining the Zoom call today. I know we've got 30 other applicants, so I'm glad we've kind of got you two highlighted for the moment. We're going to stick with you for just the next little bit. Ignore all the mic feedback you're getting from everybody.
That's okay. Do we have to do this interview together?
Sorry.
I'm going to work in a team, but do I actually have to do my interview with 29 other applicants? This doesn't seem very personal.
Well, you know, when we're talking about sort of a lack of a gap, a pay gap, we also want a lack of a gap in terms of how embarrassed everyone's going to be sort of interviewing for the thing. We want everyone to feel embarrassed as possible equally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice to see everybody. Hi, I'm Washer. I'm alcoholic. Oh, sorry. This is the wrong Zoom. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I'll save those personal details for the end. We kind of don't really want to differentiate you too much here. It's, again, you're a big group and grid for me.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I mean, I've got a criminal record. Is that gonna affect my chances? I mean, I'm in rehab as well, so.
Look, it's not unless you are a man. Can you just confirm or deny that one for me?
If I'm a man or not?
Yeah.
That depends on who you ask. If you ask my dad, no.
My wife often calls that into question, but I have the anatomical requirements.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just I think we're trying to hit exactly 50-50 here. So we're just trying to hire exactly one man, one woman. Okay.
Right.
So we just need anything that's going to start differentiating. It could get a little confusing. So I don't know if I want to stay with that. So I might just start with you here, Jeeves. Jeeves, how passionate are you about the gender pay gap? And if you found out someone was earning a dollar less than you, what would you do?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I don't want this whole thing to be an Andrew Tate recruitment party, okay? So, look, if I earn more, it's because I fucking deserve it, all right?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you said that, Jeeves, because we've just had, unbeknownst to you, every other person in the chat has actually messaged me personally as a petition to have you not sign on to this job. So I'm just going to get you there. I'm just going to get you to hop on mute for a second there, mate. I'm going to jump.
I'm the victim here.
Look, Jez, I need this job as much as anyone. You know, I've got a wife, I've got two kids, and I'm very passionate about the hospitality sector. I'm also very passionate about gender equality, but I'm also passionate about a fair go. And Jeeves, he seems to be very qualified. I don't know why you'd be cancelling him.
I don't get sector and sexter confused.
No,
like some people.
I do. It was difficult when I was getting my blue card.
Well, what we're trying to do here is we're really looking for anything that is going to sort of disqualify people sort of immediately. We've got too many people to get through here, and I'm just feeling very uncomfortable that I'm mostly talking to men now. Osha, I'm just looking, is there anything you think that might disqualify you as well from this job, other than obviously using words like sexter in a job interview?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually quite looking forward to the NRL coming back this weekend, full contact, and I'm actually quite excited about seeing some that footy is back. I mean, Matildas is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy about a 10-0 Uzbekistan whitewash, and we're going to the Olympics all the way, baby. And some pretty awesome halfback action and a six again. Whew, nothing quite like it. Chip and a chase. I tell you what, there's nothing quite like a chip and a chase.
I don't watch sports, so does that count for you're not back being in. Manly?
You're back in. Yeah, you're back in. Yeah, that's good. We kind of want people that are as ideally as dull as possible. The less passions, the better, because you just never know when one of them is going to get cancelled here.
I don't like anything.
No. Well, that's
I'm not
great
even passionate
know.
About this job interview.
You know what? I mean, you're very close to winning this here, Jeeves. Now, the one thing I am realizing as I'm looking at the screen quickly is that I did want to make this a very diverse sort of job interview. We did very poorly in the findings that just came out recently, but I am realizing everybody on here is identifying as a man. So we do have to hire two of you.
Yeah, the last two women just dropped out, but hey, more power to them.
That's it. Well, we do have to hire two of them. And you know what? I think since I've only talked to you two, you've both got it. It doesn't matter about the red flags. I want to congratulate you both. And to everybody else that didn't get an opportunity or was too destroyed by the mic feedback, I want to thank you. But I just want to ask yourselves one question as you get off this call.
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
Ooh. Fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
I took out the competition. Both those women dropped out. That's all I was worried about. I'm just here to steal women's jobs.
Well, then you're doing a good job of that.
Yeah. I'm gonna call my best friend Andrew Tate now. Did you guys hear about that? So there was a senator after the WGEA results came out. There was a senator who had the dumbest comment. He was like, this is stupid. This is like, you know, like we're going to turn this whole thing into a Andrew Tate recruitment thing. And people are like, what are you mental like that? Don't say that in public.
I think senators have really stopped themselves from saying dumb stuff. And it's honestly, the amount of noise at the moment, the only reason you know about that is because he said that word.
Yeah.
If he had not said that word, you wouldn't know that it ever happened.
Yeah, true.
This is unfortunate. It's what we need to do as politicians. It's what our politicians need to do to get any traction whatsoever. You just got to say dumb, inflammatory shit. And as my wife says, we get the system we deserve. We get the leaders we deserve.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's funny you mentioned the pay gap because gender is one of the, I guess it's an element of what it is that I'm looking at right now. Mm. Wolfie is not far from starting school. He's a youngest. He's four and a bit. We have to start thinking about high school already.
Oh, I was going to say, start thinking about his job.
Well, we're thinking about high school. I'm not a tiger mum, but we're thinking about high school already. And one of the schools we were thinking, basically, by the time he gets to high school, pretty much all the high schools in our area will be co-ed. Right now, they're single sex.
Yeah.
And in recent weeks, I don't know if you saw this, Jez, but there was grown men, some of them grandfather age, weeping in front of an all-boys private school in Sydney that this school is deciding to allow girls in 2026.
Lord's going to send my grandson here and now I can't believe they're going to let women in.
And two of the public high schools in our area over in Randwick, they're also going co-ed. And it was really interesting because I went to an all-boys school and it really fucked me up. It really did. It gave me a terrible idea of what men and women's roles were in the world.
Right.
Because I didn't know anything else. I was surrounded by it. It's like the joke about the two young fish swim past an old fish and the old fish says, "How's the water, boys?" and keep swimming. And one of them says to the other, "What's water?" Right. I didn't know that I was enmeshed in that.
Yeah.
And it was only after I got into the workforce and had a number of extraordinarily difficult conversations with HR and my managers. And yeah, it was a number of meetings where they're like, "Mate, look, you just can't say this sort of stuff in a meeting, particularly not to the head of such and such."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't. Yeah. I truly didn't know. Yeah. And it was hard. And one of the big kind of misconceptions, and you've probably both heard this, and this is what blew my mind, is the big misconception that I grew up on was that boys do better in co-ed schools, but girls do better in single-sex schools.
I was just about to ask, what are the benefits of single-sex?
That is a complete myth.
Oh.
This is the thing. There was a meta-analysis over I think 2-point-something million students in 16 separate countries of similar socioeconomic kind of status to ours. And it was like, overall, that's bullshit. The thing that really makes people different is class. It's not gender. It's not like, yes, girls maybe start puberty earlier, but that doesn't affect how they learn better. Yes, boys are idiots and we run at the walls with our heads and go punch each other in the arm, but it doesn't affect how we learn. The same amount of girls go into STEM courses and things like this. It's the fact that often these single sex schools are middle or upper class schools.
It's so funny that class has such an effect. You were literally just saying what I read this week. I'm reading this book, and I'm sure a lot of people have, Outliers by
Malcolm
Gladwell. And class has such an effect on how someone's raised, and it seems like the middle and upper class people that spend more time putting effort into, their child's different interests.
Time. Yeah. Because they're not getting paid $18 an hour working retail. They can spend time with their kids and drive them around to stuff and help them afford the extra classes and take them to scouts and all that shit.
Mm.
And that's the thing. It's not gender at all.
No.
It is class. I found that absolutely amazing because I believe that shit. I fully bought into that whole thing.
So all these parents who are like, "Oh, now my kid's not going to be able to go to the boys' school that I went to."
Yeah.
What is that the only argument, that just tradition? Is that?
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's like it follows kind of that thing where it's like, there just hasn't been much studying on women in a real way. What you were talking about, Osha, before with that thing, how it was just kind of a myth that, women study better and, men work better in co-ed. I like that because there's so many things like that. They only just started testing tampons with real human blood like last year, and turns out the findings.
You mean that blue liquid wasn't a good enough indication?
I know, it's shocking, right? But it's just like there's just this myth that's like, it should be the same as cow's blood. It's fine. So it's just this, it just feels like another step in that thing where we're just seeing these sort of men with these kind of like, all boys school thing, like, no, we know best, not based on any empirical evidence, but just kind of off the gut feeling we've got that guys should be in their own school. Doesn't make any sense otherwise.
Sometimes guys should be in their own school, but for other reasons, right?
What kind of school did you go to, Jess?
I did a half-half. I did half regular public school for junior school, and then I also did all boys for high school.
And what was it like at your boys' school? How did they talk to you about women and girls and stuff like that?
Not well, I'll say. So it was kind of what you were talking about there, Osha. It was a very divided group in the sense that I also felt like I didn't know how to interact with anybody that wasn't, just like the weird, funny kids. I felt like it was a weird situation. It never felt like normal. And it also, I think, I don't know if this was the same for you, but just lent itself to really developing one kind of guy. It's either, two kinds of guy. Either academically you're awesome or you're really good at rugby. And luckily for me, I was neither. One of the slowest runners in the school and also academically horrible. So it was a terrible time for me, but
I do wonder what the meetings are like at those schools when they just have to face the demographic data of how things go. And if they bring in consultants, Chiefs, glad you could be here at the Remington School for Boys.
I'm so proud to be, I used to go to this school.
Well, we're glad to bring you back because your data is really going to help Jez and I really think about where we can take the school 2026 and beyond, because as you can see, the attendance is low, is getting low, and the building fund is drying up, and these old boys, they want to be sure that those fields stay green and that pool stays wet and that rowing squad stays rowing and for another 150 years, let them remember our school song, Jez. May we live for long times and teach the women. I love that song. Oh, it was a great song.
They haven't changed that in years,
no,
have they?
No, since 1806 when our school was founded. Now, so Jeeves, what's your recommendations?
Just buckle in for a second.
Yeah.
What I say might shock you.
Oh, really?
I do have...
Are you suggesting something other than rugby?
My suggestion will increase numbers at the school.
Excellent.
Twofold.
Cheers.
Okay.
We can finally afford to send the kids away for the entire grade 12 to the school camp. We can own all of Katoomba for our school camp. It's going to be brilliant.
Imagine the facilities that you can spend this money on, okay?
Mm.
The only issue is you might need... double the bathrooms.
That's okay. More students means more toilets.
Absolutely. And as an old boy here that's really excited about keeping the legacy, I just think that, you know, it's really important that we just, you know, if we're getting more people in, then let's just double those bathrooms, you know. It's exciting to have more people available for the rugby team. I can't wait to hear
the
third
verse, when we cross the streams at the urinal, that's when we know we are men. Yes, okay, I love that song.
Less urinals, though. Just, I mean, you know, okay, how do I just, I'm just going to say it.
Yep.
I think we're going to have to start letting women attend these schools.
As teachers, that's a great idea. The amount of men that have been they are old boys who go to uni for 4 years and then come back and teach again. So they don't really have any experience of the world outside.
No, sorry. Of school. No, no. Okay, you know how we have our rugby team? We've got the Remington Moos.
Oh, the Remington Moos,
The Remington Moos. Look, I was a moo myself.
Push him back. Push him back. Way back.
I'm just saying, maybe we could have the Remington Heifers as well.
Is that like the B squad, you reckon?
No.
The second 15, they're always the boys, weren't they?
The Heifers, we should have a women's team. Huh?
The teachers.
Great idea. Great thinking. No, I love that thinking, there. You know?
Miss Price at the printing press. You know Miss Price. She's been here for years.
She's still there. Mm-hmm.
Always in overalls.
She's still amazingly gorgeous.
Yeah, Miss Price.
She was a catch.
Every time we have the staff dinner, always turns up with her friend.
Yeah, okay.
Janine. Yeah, I don't really under...
Okay, look, we're going to start recruiting women, the students. Yeah, it's going to be a we're going to turn this school into a co-ed school. I've said it.
Is it sort of virtually? Like maybe we'll have teachers teach classes virtually?
No,
you know.
No, they'll be there in the classroom.
Women like
in
girls,
the
class. Like young girls.
Young girls in the classroom.
Sitting next. Hang on a second.
Yep.
Hang on a second.
I'm just.
These are young teenage boys. How are they going to cope that? There's a lot of stiffies we're going to have to deal with. What are you thinking, man?
If you can't learn to deal with a stiffy when you're young, when are you going to learn how to deal with a stiffy?
On the rugby
that's
trip.
That's one thing. That's
on
one
the rugby
thing
trip,
we
like
don't...
we all learned.
As a boy that went to this school, I still have trouble with my stiffies, but that's part of my personality now. All right, you know, I feel how are we going to socialize these boys incorrectly if we have women in this school?
We're going to teach men how to deal with their stiffies in a socially acceptable way.
Or take responsibility for their urges and perhaps just not act on them. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Is that out of the...
That's fucking PC gone mad.
But what
I know,
these...
I know the, one of the first things we'll have to deal with as a school, look.
I was going to send my grandchild to this school.
They'll have to be... The one thing that we're not used to at Remington Boys is... look, the girls are going to have separate assemblies every now and then.
What do you mean?
Yeah, every now and then the girls have to go off and talk about girl stuff in an assembly, so just make room for that in the schedule.
Witchcraft?
That's pretty much... No, not witchcraft.
Okay.
Other, girl stuff.
Like what? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I've never been to one of these assemblies.
What?
I never knew what they... a school that I went to had them every I don't know, 3-4 times a year. They used to say, oh, girls, stay back after assembly, please. We've got a special... And all the boys, we still don't know what they talked about, but that's the only change we'll have to make. Otherwise, and the bathrooms, that's it.
What you're essentially, you're suggesting, we double the school fees, which is great.
Yes.
You know, because the private hangar over at Bankstown Airport for the flying school that we run next to the rifle range, I know a lot of parents will be very happy about that. However, you are signing the death warrant for our academic achievement because these boys will do fucking terribly.
I disagree. I think a female perspective in the classroom will broaden their horizons and their social skills.
What if these men go into the world, becoming leaders of industry, and start paying everyone equally because of this? Ideas are insane.
I can see where.
Oh, man, the other day.
It is a slippery slope.
The other day, I actually left something on the printer and Ms. Price was not fucking happy.
Oh, no.
Not happy at all when she found out what...
And she quit?
She fucking did, actually.
Oh, no. Ms. Price.
It was not great.
Yeah, oh, no. She's the reason any guy turns up to PE health.
I know, Osher, I do think that I actually have been meaning to talk to you about your tactic of putting out your every time you get a bonus, leaving that on top of the printer. I just think we need to change that culture a little bit because people are starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Did you say every time you get a bonus?
I'm a professional.
You still haven't learned to take.
No, I know how to deal. Look, tuck it in the waistband like a grown up. All right, that's what we do at the boys' assemblies when we take them away 3 or 4 times a year. Just tuck it in the waistband like a grown up. When you propose, like this is, I suppose we do have to get with the times, Jez. When do you propose this is going to come in?
Why not tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow might be bad just because we have that the boner assembly on.
Oh yeah. Oh the famous boner assembly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of boys in a room celebrating each other's manliness.
Yeah, yeah. Just how to knowing that you wank but denying that you wank.
Oh goodness.
Mm-hmm. To all of your friends. Mm. Which is a class that we run every couple of years. Like so if you're gonna bring girls into our school, we just need to let their parents know that now would be the time to start donating to the building fund to show how committed they are to get in to the school.
Yeah, don't tell them that half of that building fund will be going to remodel bathrooms.
No, not at all. We'll just, you know, give them bullshit about building another science lab or something when really it's the rifle range and the go-kart track down the back. By the creek.
We're going to have to turn the men's lounge into the smoking lounge into something.
Fuck me. They're going to take away the cigar bar.
Oof. Yeah.
Mm. What is this coming to?
I think Remington Boys will be. We can still keep calling it Remington Boys. I don't want to take away that legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all know how the fifth verse of our anthem went. Remington boys, we are up out in the town, and we love to
smoke in the bathrooms.
In the bathroom. It's going to be.
Anyway, lads, do you reckon we should tee off now? I think it's time to get back on Remington's back nine and maybe hit a few. What do you reckon?
I thought you'd never ask.
Let me just tuck this boner into my waistband and we'll be right off.
You know what's a great... You know, home ec is a great subject, I've heard. And so is caddying. Let's never forget, Baker Finch started as a caddy for Greg Norman. Very important. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Pass me my wood, eh? Hey? Because when I hold my wood on the back of the
fields. It's been a while since I've been in that school. I've forgotten the lyrics.
I'm sorry, it all came fucking flooding back. I went to a school where the song would just erupt. People would just start singing.
Yeah, I went to a co-ed school. No one knew the school song. Yeah.
Did you have a school song?
Yeah, good point. Do you know I went to the same school as Dr. Chris Brown?
The tall and handsome.
Yeah, that school is renowned for pushing out handsome.
You're a very handsome man, Jeeves. Don't even talk about that. You are a very handsome man.
Yeah.
Multiple dates a week, you know.
I've got a date tonight.
Hey.
I mean, solar
Friday
panels
night.
Don't tell themselves.
Friday night is
What's your
date?
What's Friday night date look like for you, Jeeves?
We're going waterfront.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, okay. There's water to look at, yes.
Fancy dinner and drinks. Talk about
stuff.
All things, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's nice. Smart.
Yeah.
She's very smart. She's smarter than I am. And
it's important. Yeah, Audrey's smarter than I am.
Mm. You know what? That's what I want.
Yeah, you got to have someone smarter. Yeah. You got to have someone who understands when you talk about, when you throw, I'm going to take Wolfie to the bibliothèque tomorrow. Yeah. They go, just say library. You know, you need.
More importantly, I think I want someone who's okay with me being dumber than him. I think so just give me those leniencies.
John Waters, the pencil-thin mustache film director, who is an absolute fucking auteur and amazing. He has this brilliant, brilliant line. It's if you go home with someone from a bar and they don't have any books, don't fuck them. And it's,
I like that.
It's really, that's it, man.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a reader.
Yeah.
You got to read, man.
This is why I don't throw away my books, especially my textbooks from uni that I don't use anymore. But it's nice to have them on the shelf.
Neil Strauss's The Game isn't on my shelf anymore. I bought it because I was interested to see what it was.
I didn't read that.
And I got about 15 pages into it and I went, bleh, and it went to Vinny's. But yeah.
Yeah, everything I learned from The Game was from my housemates.
Yeah, The Game was actually required reading at my high school. It was there like, this is
That's exactly right. Let's get to your story, Jez. What's the big story for you this week, mate?
Well, so there was a lot of interesting things that happened this week. You highlighted them at the top of the pod, but I wanted to find something that I thought was just kind of a strange story. So I don't know if anybody saw this, but the US launched their first satellite in 50 years to the moon. Okay, the first lander, okay?
Brilliant.
Exciting stuff, right? they've waited 50 years to go back to the moon since 1972. It's, you know, it's a really exciting time. The lunar lander landed. And one of its legs got trapped on a rock and it fell over. Which I just thought
billions
was amazing.
Of dollars. Yeah.
It's been so long. And this is such a big moment. I'm sure everyone in the thing was so excited and then just stumped by just a single rock, tipped it over, and it's game over for the NASA return to the moon.
Was it a rover? Was it supposed to roll around and do stuff?
Well, so it was a lander that had sort of like, I think it had elements that would drop off and kind of do stuff. But because it actually had multiple failures. Another thing happened when it was going in for landing. They wanted to eject a camera so they could kind of get pictures of it landing, and that also failed. So it was just kind of you got to kind of wonder, like, they landed stuff successfully 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's 2024. How could we do it 50 years ago and not in 2024? Like.
Well, because 50 years ago, they literally had 445,000 people working around the clock. Oh, and newsflash, I don't know if you realize this, but most of the Apollo program was literally just to get real world testing on intercontinental ballistics and orbits for the nuclear program. All right. They just swap out the caps. It's the same fucking rocket. They just swap out the command module for a warhead. And that's it, man. That's why they did it.
Not just to go to the... Actually, good point. Why would you need to go to the moon?
Well, it was an excuse to really push enormously far forward into science and tech and give a reason and put government backing behind a whole bunch. Like, if you have a mouse on your desktop right now, that is the space program. They came up with that, all right? That's it. But we got things like that out of that. So there's a heap of stuff that came out of it. But they had to do it. They had to be the ones that got there first. And it was on between them and the Russians. But right now, I mean, it's a shame, though, because they've done the Americans have put shit on Mars that is still working.
Yeah.
And is amazing. The last thing they landed on Mars was fucking unbelievable. But they had a parachute and everything.
The moon is closer, right?
Far closer. So we can see it.
Can understand my confusion. Like, come on, guys. You put stuff on Mars.
Yeah.
There's shit still orbiting Uranus or Neptune or something.
Yeah. And look, also, this just to sort of double down on this, Osha, because you make a good point. Like, you know, all this stuff was to sort of develop science and tech and get it, you know, much farther. And we've got AI now that's really just amazing and it's fascinating. But what's also interesting is they tried to do another type of this sort of moon sort of lander thing last year, and they had a fuel leak on exit. And the whole thing exploded. So, and that had the DNA of 70 deceased people that I think they were going to try and put on the moon exploded in atmosphere. So I just feel like, I don't know if the moon is kind of, and another thing, it kind of lends itself to sort of strange theories because Japan also sent something up recently, landed something on the moon. It also
looked like a giant dildo.
Yeah.
Japan's fell over.
So I'm just wondering, are there aliens up there like cow tipping these fucking lanterns?
Or did we just fucking forget how rocky it was? We've got plenty of photos. Like it's mostly rocks.
But most of those photos are fake, obviously. Remember?
It's mostly rocks. And when you're designing the thing, and it's usually like many teams coming together.
Yeah.
Surely the person who's on, okay, so Jeeves, you're on cameras.
Yeah.
Jez, you're on feet. Mm-hmm. Tell me where we are with things. Jeeves, how's the cameras looking?
Hey, I've just taken the 200 and something megapixel camera off my Samsung.
Yep.
And I've just, just stuck it on.
That's brilliant.
Like, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Why can't we use that camera?
It's 199 more megapixels than the Hubble Space Telescope. So that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get some great photos. Well done. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah,
brilliant.
It's really easy.
What's the invoice for that?
Oh, you know, I'll let you pay installments. No rush.
Is it like, I mean, we got you on board because you've had form in camera design, but I'm kind of getting this as like flowers and wedding flowers. So there's cameras and then there's space cameras.
Oh, mate. Yeah. These are
It's fine.
These
government's paying. It's fine. It's taxpayer money. Tell me.
Is $1 billion going to hurt?
No, not at all. Not for the photos we're going to need.
Thank God. I thought I was asking too much.
No. Okay, Jez, where are we with feet?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, we wanted to bring an advanced technology to the feet this time. And I don't know if you remember Heelys. Shoes with the wheels in the back.
Amazing. Kind of skate around.
Ooh. I was thinking, why not add that? We get a sort of Lander Rover element, you know, stick the Heelys on the feet of this lander as it lands. Coolest lander on the moon.
Okay. I'm no feet expert. So I'm the camera guy. I saw kids stack it with Heelys. Would a Rover stack it with Heelys?
Well, I mean, look, it's, you know, I wanted to make it, I worked backwards from the name. I was like, I want this to be really Heely cool.
I've seen some testings that Jez was doing with the landing module down at, Indooroopilly Westfield. And look, it seems to be able to really stick onto that, you know, terrazzo floor really, really well, and then roll towards the Wiggles' big red car and ask for a dollar. So, great. I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm just a little bit concerned. I've got $1 billion camera attached to this thing. If it falls,
shouldn't worry about your camera.
Just a tiny crack in the screen.
Shouldn't worry about your camera. How have we been going, with the terrain testing there, Jess?
Yeah, no, like you're saying, Osha, it's worked so well on flat surfaces, which has been amazing, you know, and just given a lot of, like, you know, to be honest, we've been testing it on this sort of new thing where what we're doing is we're printing out life-size 2D images of the moon and landing it right on that. So it is crap.
So it lands perfectly on the rocks. I love it. This is great. We're going for launch.
Tiny red flag.
What?
I love it. Good work. I don't know that the moon is that flat. I think there's a little bumps and stuff here and there. So can it because $1 billion
someone, look, I've seen a guy in a spacesuit tee off a golf shot. It's a fucking fairway up there.
It'll
be fine.
Except for where there are craters. The moon's famous for those. So
it's not like you can see them from Earth, or it.
I reckon I can, just with my naked eye.
How many legs have we got on the lander, Jez?
Yeah, look, we've got four legs. Okay.
See, this table's got four legs.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid.
Yeah. And how often are tables falling over, mate? You know, like, you know, if you stick them on, you know, at cafes, you know, they're usually very sensible if they're sort of
stable.
And with Heelys on them, though, you don't need that.
Yeah, but Jez is also pioneering a shopping trolley wheel technology that is profound.
Oh, yeah. Not the shopping wheels.
Yeah, see it on this 2D surface. It is rolling like you wouldn't believe. One of the wheels is a little wobbly and, you know, kind of gives us a bit of a right angle.
We have three redundancy wheels. We're all about redundancies here.
I'd be way more comfortable with zero redundancy. You know, if we could just plan for a perfect landing, that would be.
I hear you. I think we should go back. You know what? You've inspired me. We should go back to the idea where we stick those hoverboards on the feet. You know, because rarely people tip over on those things. They're great
very
for
rarely,
around.
And the batteries super safe.
I feel like it's one step removed from stability. Do you mean? I would have. I mean, I'm no expert. I'm not the leg expert. I'm a camera guy. But a few more legs that don't have wheels on them. How about?
Look, mate, there's demarcation going on here. You know, it's a government thing. We can't be, you can't be telling them what your contract is, cameras only. You don't even know how to talk about wheel stuff. Okay. Yeah. That's his thing. And Landers, that's his thing. We don't want to get in trouble. Yeah. All right. We had a woman doing this job. All right.
Which is refreshing because there hasn't been.
It was. He's more expensive, but not as good. Because she left because someone was asking her about the feet.
Oh, yeah. And what was she? What was her proposal? More feet?
Well, she was thinking of, like, what's the most stable creature on the planet?
Yeah,
and that's a huntsman spider.
Oh, that sounds
with
nice.
She proposed an octoleg, multi-jointed octoleg that could adapt to any kind of thing. But
and do you know how many huntsmen have lost? Huntsmen have so many eyes. How many lenses have they lost? Zero.
Well, I mean, James, you're not thinking about this, mate. I have 10 years experience on her, okay? So I think my opinion needs to be listened to more. And
he's got a point.
And, you know, frankly, I have a lot of experience. I worked on that Japanese lander, you know, and look how well that did. It made it to the moon.
It did well in terms of, like, we're happy for Japan and that you got something out there. But it didn't – their cameras broke. Fell down and cracked the lens.
Well, who's fault is that? Make it more sturdy camera is what I say.
Their camera is a very important part of this because it is going to capture the last moments of a number of people who have paid us, let me be honest here, a huge amount of the bottom line to make sure that we can afford the launch to have their loved ones jettisoned into space. So I think there's about 175,000 people, most of them children, that are a part of this payload. So it's very, very important.
I think we've got more children on the project than women.
Well, you know what they say, women and children first. I think we go for launch, boys.
Yeah, I think so.
Launch, boys. That is our motto.
Fucking hell. Sorry, the pestilence has got me.
I know what it sounds like. Here I am, this guy who doesn't know anything about space and stuff, but they're doing a good job putting stuff out into space and well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like, they're very, very smart people. I'm so sure of it. But when you know the other projects that they've done so many years ago and then something fails, like a simple launch, I don't know, I'm sounding like such an ignorant guy right now, but I'm leaning into it.
I wonder if this is what happens when public companies start to take over and there's no sharing of knowledge. So whoever made the Mars lands, the Opportunity rovers and things like that, if they said, oh, no, you're on your own here, mate. We're not going to give you any of our schematics or any of our designs or any of the things that we learned. You're going to have to start from zero again.
Yeah.
Like, what's the fucking point in that?
Yeah.
What? It's like starting at prep every time.
If we ever had an alien invasion.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it would be aliens versus humans, or the Russians were the first to get the aliens? The USA were the first to.
It is if today there is, you know, like Sector 9, there is a, you know, the prawns are here. You know,
the prawns. Yeah.
Humanity will be our biggest enemy. I don't care what kind of space weapon some super intelligence or five fingered heptapod drawing circles has. It will be humanity that's our biggest weapon. That will end us all. People will just fucking panic because God's over.
Yeah.
That moment, over. You know? And everything falls to pieces. So part of me really doesn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we have the capacity
to
deal
with
it.
We don't. Of course we're not ready for an invasion.
We are not prepared to deal with each other.
We're not ready for an invasion. We can't even send a satellite into space without it fucking falling over.
We can't get two people who do the same job to get paid the same amount of money.
We can't even get,
Yeah. We have a long way to go.
There hasn't been a woman to walk on the moon. No woman has ever walked on the moon. And 12 men have.
Well, let's get about changing that. I propose we start a space agency. We've got enough ends. We go boldly where no woman has gone before.
Oh, wait, is this where it's cut to? A woman space agency? What's up?
What's up?
Oh, man. Well, I'm very proud to say that the all the cast of N and writing team of NTNN, NNN all get paid the same amount regardless of what shape or form their genitals take. and I'm very proud of that because they're paid because they're fucking awesome at what they do. Come and see the show.
My genitals are very differently shaped.
Well, right now
things
they are.
Things to say on a first date.
So how did you think you went? Get her to ask you to the end. Thank you so much for coming, Jeeves.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, James, for being a part of it. Come and see the show. We start 28th of March at the Greek Centre in Lonsdale Street in Melbourne. We're at 9:30. So if you feel kind of unsatisfied by your floppy-haired English comic or your edgy kind of edgelord American guy, and you're like, I don't feel like I've really got there, come see us at 9:30 and we will make you snort laugh. That is a guarantee. Yeah. Tickets in the show notes and wherever. And stay safe and happy space agencing.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Live long.
Yeah.
Yeah, good work.
Oh, but we got there.